Fakakta Comedy Funhouse Network.
Everybody, it's The Voice, and I'm back on the couch at Drunken Lullaby Studios because it is time for yet another edition of Drunk at the Movies. And this is going to be a fun one because for the first time, we have two couples. It's date night at Drunk at the Movies, and it's an even more special date night because it's actually Freckles and I's anniversary. So we invited over another beer nerd couple, and I'm referring to the Moores. Brian, you've already been on a show. You're the first returning guest.
I'm a pro here.
Yeah. We did Boondock Saints, and now you're back for another movie, but you brought your better half with you this time.
Yep, I'm Brittany.
And welcome to Drunken Lullaby Studios, Brittany. Glad you could make it, and we're here to watch one of all of our favorite movies, The Princess Bride. I'm sure a lot of close friends know Brianna and I dressed up as the Dread Pirate Roberts and Buttercup for Halloween one year. We won a contest. We looked really cool. I bought a real sword. And I'm drinking out of an As You Wish pint glass that was a gift. I've got a thing of Iocane powder over there that was part of my costume. So we're fans, to say the least. And we hope you guys listening are fans as well. And you already have this DVD in your collection, because you should. If not, find it on the internet or on Netflix, Hulu, what have you. And I'm going to tell you to hit play in 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And we have a beer that, Ryan, you brought this last time, and we just didn't get to it. So you held on to it, which was very, very generous of you. This is the, is it Jillian or Gillian?
Jillian.
Okay. It's a Belgian style farmhouse from Goose Island. 2016, aged in wine barrels with aromas of strawberries, honey, and white pepper. Excellent. Do you remember this game, or am I just that older than everybody?
No, I remember.
How old are you guys?
32.
Okay.
32.
Well, you're the youngin'.
Aww.
She hasn't hit 30 yet, so, all right. I'm 35, getting ready to turn 36, so, yeah, the frame of reference is going to be there a little bit.
What is that, Nintendo 64?
Yeah. I do like the William Refrigerator Perry poster on the wall there, so you know he's a big-time Bears fan. Super Bowl era.
This is the 30-year anniversary mm-hmm. of the movie.
Yep. So. And, this is one that I found, much like a lot of these movies, I didn't see them in the theater. My parents didn't really take me to these kind of movies. It was usually just like Disney.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe like Ghostbusters. I know we saw that at a drive-in, and Great Outdoors, Home Alone. But for the most part, I didn't really go to the theater a whole lot. So I found a lot of these on cable. Going to the video store. This one, I know for a fact, the first time I saw it was at my neighbor's house. They had HBO, and it was fairly new movie at the time, and it was on constantly. So anytime I was over there, it seemed like the movie was always on, and I would watch it every time, and just kind of got hooked on it then. When was your first time watching it, Brianna?
Well, watching it fully was probably with you. But I used to work at Family Video, and we would have it on all the time. So I kind of watched just like bits and pieces of it, but never got to actually sit down and watch it all the way through.
Now, this is it's an interesting way to start the movie. He's reading from the book to his grandson, who's sick, and he's reading The Princess Bride by S. Morgenstern. It is played up that this is a real book. There's actually a book, which we've both read, and it is written by a guy named William Burroughs, but, no, not William Burroughs, William Goldman, and he, wrote it under an alias, as this S. Morgenstern or whatever, and, it's, so it has its own little mythology and satire type of thing going on. When did you guys find this movie?
My dad showed it to me when I was little. Yeah, because I'm from the Chicago area, so, yeah. He would always be like, look, Bears jersey.
Right.
Mine was probably in 2006 when I met her.
Okay, so you're the opposite. Okay.
Yeah,
and I agree, this is a movie that my daughter and I, we would watch, and actually one Valentine's Day, they had it playing down at the Riverfront Museum, and we were going to go see it, but unfortunately it sold out when we went to go get walk-up tickets, so we went ice skating instead, and then we came home and watched it on DVD, so we still saw it.
Just as good.
Oh yeah, this is the like sexy water pitcher scene.
That's all I'm going to be able to think about now, to be honest.
Yeah, we watched a video last night. There's this YouTube channel called Honest Trailers where they take all the different movies and then they just like kind of spin it a little bit comedically, and yeah, they turned that into like porno music playing and stuff, and it's pretty funny. So I encourage you guys to look it up. I'll probably post it on the Facebook page.
Are Grandpa's eyebrows real?
Oh, Peter Falk he's got a lot going on. There's the, that's the cover of the soundtrack, isn't it? Which I have on vinyl, thanks to you. Music done by Mark Knopfler, the lead singer and guitar player for Dire Straits. And this is like the second movie featured on this spinoff to feature Mark Knopfler music, because he did a song in UHF. Mark Knopfler's been mentioned twice on this show. That's really weird. I like this beer. This is, it's got that tartness that they said. Mm-hmm. It's not too bad. Where'd you pick this up at?
That came from
my dad.
Yeah, but I think you got it at Friar Tuck.
Yeah. Okay. I was going to say, I don't think I've ever seen that one on the shelf. The label doesn't look familiar to me, but
I believe Hy-Vee had them too for a short time last year. It was about this time last year is when I got it. You got me a few bombers for my birthday.
Okay, so she's really distraught that the farm boy, who she doesn't address by his real name and just kind of orders him around, he left. She's never going to love again. 5 years later, bitch is tripping because I love the old king. He blinks so much and he's got huge eyebrows. Now the guy right here, that's Chris Sarandon. He's in Fright Night, the original. Played the vampire. That's about the only other big movie of his that I can remember. And then the guy to his left, he's from Spinal Tap. Christopher Guest, he's been in tons of stuff. Now, where's Buttercup's parents?
I've wondered that.
She's like, an orphan.
She raised herself with the farm boy?
That's how she grew so attached to him.
Right.
The only other human being that she even knew.
She was raised by the sheep.
Well, that might explain how she treats people a little bit, I guess. She didn't who could love Humperdinck? He's kind of an ass, right?
Yes.
And there's the famous Buttercup dress. Where did you acquire yours at?
I don't remember. I think I just Googled the movie and costumes and somehow just...
You didn't hand stitch it?
Oh,
we don't have that much time. Are you kidding me? And we didn't get a horse or anything.
No.
Oh, and here we go.
Oh, yes.
The trio. Wallace Shawn, who pretty much, aside from this, everybody just knows him as the dinosaur in Toy Story. Andre the Giant, yeah. Wonder how many beers he had drank the night before this was filmed. He's just notorious, his drinking stories. I guess one night of filming on this, he passed out in a hotel or something in the lobby, and they couldn't move him because, I mean, he's huge, and he just slept on the floor in the lobby of the hotel.
Oh my gosh.
Now, captions with Andre aren't a bad thing, unless you're just used to his marbly French accent. But what's weird is, originally when they were talking about making this movie back in the 70s, Arnold Schwarzenegger was the original choice for that role. He wanted to play Fezzik, and, I mean, he has a weird accent too. But it never happened, and then by the time they got around to making it, Arnold was huge and they couldn't afford him. So Andre actually got the role anyway, because I guess the author wanted Andre in the first place, but he could never get him to read for it.
Did you hear how he had to learn his lines?
Yeah. just get him repeat and learn to repeat. Oh, yeah, we'll turn it up for his little rhyming game.
Oh, yeah.
Fast, fast. Then you like to scream at us.
Probably he means no harm.
He's very, very short. Charm.
But ready for rhyme.
Yes, yes. Some of the time.
Enough of that. Where's he? Are there rocks ahead?
If they are, they all be dead.
No more rhymes now, I mean it.
Anybody want a peanut?
That's definitely probably my most quoted line from this.
Yeah.
But yeah, this movie, it's just got a little bit of everything, you know? That's why the studio didn't know how to market it. They were like, is it a love story? Is it an action movie? And this and that. And it came out and it didn't necessarily flop, but it didn't do nearly what they expected it to. But they found its audience after the fact, and I don't know if any recent movies really do that. I think it's kind of a thing from like the 80s and the 90s. Now movies come out, they come out on DVD like 3 months later anyway. Mm-hmm. And most of them are just remakes of movies that have already been around.
So that's two for two of Drunk at the Movies, where our movie did that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, a lot of the movies, you know, if you look at the shelf over there, there's not a whole lot of huge blockbusters. There's a few, but a lot of them are just movies that they've got that niche audience, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. people really like them, but you know, they're not necessarily for the masses.
Yeah, it seemed like a lot of blockbusters back then were Disney movie, you know, right. things that were family related.
Only Dark Bottle.
I'm going to try to make sure that that's not what this episode turns into. Because, I mean, I could just quote all the lines, mm-hmm. but... Now, have you guys read the book?
No.
No? If you want to borrow a copy, we have two.
Oh, nice. Is the book really different from the movie?
There's a little bit more to it, but if... It was pretty faithful because... the guy who wrote the book wrote the screenplay, which is not always the case, but Rob Reiner wanted him involved, so he took his own book that he pretended was somebody else's and turned it into a theatrical version of it, so...
I would say that if you're a really big fan of the movie, yeah, then you would like the book.
But there's, okay. like, extra backstory for, like, mm-hmm. Fezzik and Inigo that you don't get in the movie that makes it totally worth reading. And he mm-hmm. evidently was working on a sequel called, what was it, Buttercup's Baby?
Yes.
No?
I don't know if it was called Buttercup's Baby, but it was about Buttercup's Baby.
Something like that. But in the deluxe anniversary edition of the book that I had, it had, like, the first chapter of this newly unearthed sequel. But yeah, nothing else has come of that. So I don't know if that's ever going to come out or not. The shrieking eels. He just punches this. Yeah, yeah. Just knocks it out. Now, Mandy Patinkin, who plays Inigo, he said this is his favorite role that he's ever done, and his famous line that we'll hear a few times in the movie. Mm-hmm. He says he gets it quoted to him at least 2 to 3 times a day, but he never gets tired of it, because it's like, how can you hate being that iconic of a line? Oh, the Cliffs of Insanity.
Which are real.
Have you been there? You guys vacationed at the Cliffs of Insanity?
We might need to, though.
Yeah.
Wouldn't be a bad idea.
I think they're in Ireland, right? Like the Cliffs of Moher?
I don't know.
Do you think Andre can climb up them? Now, the special effects on this, when they show him hoisting the three of them up there, and then they cut away to the long shot. Andre's dropped a lot of weight, and he's moving very fast. But again, it's just, I think it just kind of adds to the charm of it. It's not taking itself too seriously. He's just motoring up that rope.
Just with his arms.
No. A lot of upper body strength. All right. Well, this one, we'll go with another leftover from the other day. I believe Ryan said you hadn't tried this one yet, mm-hmm. So we held on to it.
Oh, thanks.
This is the Charlatan, which is from Maplewood out of Chicago. This is a pale ale.
Thank you.
And there you guys go. I believe this was a leftover from Brit.
Yep.
So, thank you, Brit. Now, it makes sense for him to be climbing up the rope that fast, because he's not hauling. Also, you can tell those aren't real people that are attached. I don't think Buttercup even has legs there. It's just like a mannequin head with a dress on or something. What's Jackson doing upstairs?
He's watching FGTV.
Oh, okay.
Which I think this episode that he's watching is, maybe you could do it for one of your episodes. It's just his children sitting in a bathtub full of those Orbi balls.
Oh, yeah, that sounds, that sounds like exactly something we would watch on this show.
Why are you so interested in this?
Huh.
So,
And there it goes. Oh, here comes the first use of his big line.
He didn't fall? Inconceivable! I don't think it is what you think it is.
That'd be a part of the Princess Bride drinking game. Every time Vizzini says inconceivable.
I think that was like the fourth time now.
I just, yeah.
Well, that wasn't the first time.
No.
That sounds very inappropriate.
Duel.
I thought he said I have to do him left-handed. Like.
Oh my goodness.
You know.
Okay.
In the old. You've been a happy ending.
You've been wrong all these years.
Now, they actually, I've read Cary, a.k.a. Wesley, the Dread Pirate Roberts. I've read his book, which is called As You Wish, and it has a lot of conversations with the people that run the movie. It was a pretty good read, but they practiced this sword fight for a long time. They took fencing lessons with two master fencers who did like film choreography from tons of movies, and they took it very seriously. They wanted to use real swords and have it be as realistic as possible, and I think that's why it holds up well. It doesn't seem hokey because they actually wanted it to be genuine. He looks a lot closer there, doesn't he? Perspective-wise. Did you like when I had the mustache? When we dressed up for Halloween? I had to shave the beard because I wanted to be accurate. And I shaved my beard and just left the little... the little hair above the lip.
The creepy mustache.
Yes. I had it for one day, Halloween, and then I shaved it the next morning. So
we'll have to find a picture.
You weren't a fan?
No.
Oh, Ryan's already been posting it all over Facebook. You know.
What? Of you with a mustache?
Of me in the costume. Oh, really? Yeah.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, he was ready for today's episode.
Yeah, I posted it on Facebook today. It was in the group chat. Yeah. That's where he got it from.
Oh.
But yeah. I have no idea. But yeah, I'm there with a beer in hand, my gauntlet gloves, and a sword ready to
pillage. Watch the movie.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that was just last year.
What?
That you guys dressed up as Buttercup and
it would have been 2015.
Yeah,
because we didn't dress up this last year.
Oh, okay.
And this year we're still. That was a big ass rock to be in those boots. We're gonna be wrestlers this year.
Mm-hmm.
That's the plan, anyway. Did you try?
What do you mean that's the plan? I have an orange wig on the way. I don't know what else I'm going to do with that.
Little Mermaid?
Orange.
Yeah. So yeah, you're going to be Becky Lynch, the last kicker. And I believe I'm going to be Kevin Owens. That way I don't have to shave. And I can just cut the sleeves off a t-shirt and wear some basketball shorts and wear a belt. And
so
I'll be
good
to go.
You get the easy one this year.
Yeah, yeah. So now we're getting told about the Six Finger Man, which, obviously this is all foreshadowing.
And yes, and this is what in the book they give more of a backstory to the whole. They tell a lot more about the Six Fingered Man and how. That whole story with his dad and his father.
His scars.
Oh, cool.
So this is a movie you made him watch when you guys started dating.
Yes.
What are some of the other ones that you made him watch? And I want to know what you made her watch. Did she watch Boondock Saints?
She watched Boondock Saints.
Okay. Yeah, and I loved it.
Okay. That's one of her favorite movies. So she was kind of bummed that she wasn't going to be here for that one.
One of my favorite Disney movies is Aladdin.
We used to watch that every week.
Every week
in
the dorm.
That's in my top two.
At Western Illinois University.
Of Disney movies as well.
Yeah, we were in the dorm that got blown up 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, we talked about that the other day.
Yeah.
Higgins Hall.
Mm-hmm.
Separate floors.
I didn't live in the dorm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You didn't live there.
I lived there, but I didn't.
He grew
right.
up in the dorm, but yeah.
All right. Get a little pour of this one. So, when did you guys go to Scratch? Or did somebody bring this
for? I got it at Four
Brothers. Oh, okay. Gotcha. Oh, you still...
Shout out to Poor Brothers.
Yeah, you guys pour yours there.
Yeah, we love Poor Brothers.
So, what is this beer that we are pouring now that you brought?
So this is Scratch Brewing Kvass. It's a sour ale brewed with toasted rye bread and caraway seeds.
I'm not sure what a caraway seed is, but I'm about to find out. All right.
And of course, it's really good.
Yeah, I haven't really had too much from them that isn't good. So there's a little bit, and definitely some of the dregs, if anybody wants the ultimate caraway seed taste.
I might go for the protein and all.
Yeah, there you go. I like how they're so complimentary during the sword fight. I'm going to get you off of my left hand. That was a delayed reaction.
I know, because I was watching the movie and didn't completely realize what you had said. I thought that the fact that they were complimenting each other made it charming. Mm-hmm. I thought it was nice. Mm-hmm. I mean, it made them both seem like
real. Well, yeah, I mean, Inigo told him to take his time and he wanted it to be fair, and now here comes the gymnastics part. Here in a second. I'm guessing this is a stunt double.
What if he worked really hard at that too?
Yeah.
It was a lot of practice. That sword was in the first throw. For Halloween, did you learn how to throw your sword?
No, I just improvised. I think I have it in a tote somewhere under the bed. I think
it's in the closet.
Oh, is that where it is? Okay.
Yeah, mine's in there.
I was kind of expecting to see it out, but
my outfit.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Well, he mentioned dressing up, and then I thought I would feel overdressed. I don't know where.
I don't think I have half of my costume, because I didn't really have the boots. I had shoes, and then these like boot-looking slip-over things that I attached to my dress shoes, but they didn't stay up quite like a real boot, so I had to safety pin them to my black pants on the inside, so that made them kind of a pain to take on and off. I only wore them twice, and that was it, so.
Well, you could have been overdressed for a podcast.
Yeah. Oh, I have been.
Then for what reason? Yeah. No one would know.
Babe, I'm the dapper caster on IBWIP. I would go on Monday nights straight from the bank in my dress shirt and tie to record a podcast. But you know. So now he's getting Andre to chuck rocks at him. And I know those are fake rocks, but he probably could do that with a real one. I have no doubt.
Maybe it is real.
Mm-hmm.
His 80-pound rock is like a baseball.
Yes, according to IMDb, it says the only stunt performed during that thing was the flip.
Mm.
So everything else was them.
Yeah, those are fake-looking rocks.
Yeah.
It's like something you put a key in outside your house.
I've wanted one of those.
But they're so obvious now. Everybody knows.
But the whole...
I may as well, you
cool.
can put it under the rug.
Just leave it in the door.
Honestly, that's probably safer than putting it under a rock or a mat, but... So Andre, this was just how he was, but he called everybody boss. That was like his nickname for everybody. I'm not sure where that all came from, because, I mean, I don't think anybody's going to be his boss, but he was an incredibly giving individual. If, like, you went out for drinks or dinner, he would always pay. He always liked being the host, I think, because he made a lot of money and enjoyed spending it and liked drinking. And I need to Google what his record is for how many beers he drank in one day. Cause
I thought you knew that.
I know I should know that off the top of my head, but I don't.
The more beers I drink, the more I like spending.
Yeah.
I think that might be a pretty common thing. Unfortunately.
You might have bought big dinners and woke up the next morning like, shit, what did I just do?
Okay. 119 12-ounce bottles of beer in a 6-hour period.
Ugh.
That's a beer every 3 minutes nonstop.
Oh my god.
For 6 hours.
So when is that podcast? We're gonna try to beat it.
Nah. Yeah. We're not
maybe
gonna
be between four people.
Yeah, we're not doing the Wade Boggs either. Yeah, I love that line. Rest well and dream of very large women.
He got down the giant.
Choked him out. So now we've got Humperdinck here doing some forensics by looking at the footsteps, telling, oh, there's a duel here.
A mighty duel.
Otherwise, somebody's just really bored and walking around everywhere. Wait, how did they get horses up there? Did they lift them up?
They climbed the rope.
Did they climb the rope with a horse?
How did that?
Or is they that was long. That a shortcut? Yeah, there was a long way around, and they just happened to not cross paths.
It was the same distance. Andre just thought about
taking. Right. It's actually a thought I've never had while watching this before. Like, yeah, how the hell did those horses get up there? Also, though, they cut the rope, so there must have been another way around.
Who put the rope there in the first place?
That's the important question. All right, so here we go. The game of wits.
Keep moving forward. Nothing is fine. There's nothing to explain. You're trying to kidnap what I've rightfully stolen. Perhaps an arrangement could be reached. There will be no arrangement, and you're killing her.
Do you really steal somebody? Don't you just, like, kidnap them?
But if there can be no arrangement, then we are at an impasse.
Isn't that really the same thing? So.
Stolen, like, I think implies property.
And you're no match for my brains. You're that smart.
And I don't think you can own Princess Buttercup.
Socrates?
Yes. I'm just saying. Humperdinck might want to, but...
In that case, I challenge you to a battle of wits for the princess. To the death? I accept. Good. Then pour the wine.
Hey, this is my kind of duel.
Wine?
Alcohol.
Oh my! That sounds terrible. Alcohol.
Inhale this, but do not touch. I smell nothing. What you do not smell is called iocane powder. It is odorless, tasteless, dissolves instantly in liquid.
Do we know what's really in that?
No.
Should we put it in one of the drinks?
I don't think that would be a good idea.
You should start working on your tolerance to it.
I know. Just like a little taste every day.
In case you ever need to duel somebody in their wits.
Yeah, it's just a little bottle there.
Yeah.
With just some powder in it. I don't know. Could be anthrax. You bought it off of Etsy, so who knows?
It's probably just like flour or something.
Yeah, or
I would assume.
Or 100% grade A Colombian. No.
I don't know. I mean, it has a little chalice attached to it. Nostril size, I guess.
Some caraway seeds.
No, thanks.
Yeah, go for it. That looks a little murkier.
Oh, no.
Just a little.
Just a little. We'll call that a yeasty pour.
Oh, that's delicious.
Okay, good.
All right. Yay.
This next beer comes from a listener, as I spill some on the blanket there. This is the Crowd Control Imperial IPA from Southern Prohibition. This is courtesy of Tyler.
Cheers again, Tyler.
Yeah, cheers again. Alright.
Thank you.
Pour some.
You'd like to think back, wouldn't you? You've beaten my giant, which means you're exceptionally strong. So you could have put the poison in your own goblet, trusting on your strength.
Yeah, the last time it was barrel aged. We're just drinking some IPAs he sent now, so.
Maybe an Imperial IPA.
Yeah, well, you know.
An Imperial IPA.
This is,
caraway seeds.
Some Mississippi beer that can't get here. Clearly not choose the
wine in front of me. You're trying to trick me into giving away something. What
work? It has worked! You've given everything away! I know where the poison is!
Then make your
now, does he confuse you during his whole explanation?
What in the world can that be?
What? Where?
I don't see anything.
I like the look on his face.
Yeah, he thinks he's so smooth.
Well, I mean, really, he kind of just went with his last...
Yeah.
Like, the last thing that he...
First, let's drink. Me from my class, and you from yours.
And I guess Danny DeVito was originally considered for his role, but he couldn't do it or something, and Wallace came on as a replacement and was very...
Just that's what's so funny. I switched
nervous, not sure he was going to be able to pull it off. And, yeah.
Never get involved in a land war in Asia, but only slightly less well known is this. Never go in against a Sicilian when death is on the line.
But Danny DeVito doesn't have a lisp, so I think that kind of helps make the role, and he did.
Bingo. And she was just sitting quietly the entire
time, right.
Just blindfolded, not saying a word. I almost forgot she was there for, I mean, every time that I watch this, I spent the last few years. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she, I don't think she was married to Sean Penn at this point. That was, like, a couple years later, but yeah, she later married him, but I guess Carrie was pretty smitten with Robin.
Aww.
When they were making this, and he said it was real easy to pretend to, you know, be taken with her character.
Whatever you ask for ransom, you'll kiss it, I promise you.
And what is that worth? The promise of a woman. You're very funny, Highness.
I was giving you a chance. It's not matter where you take me. There's no greater hunter than Prince Humperdinck. He can track a falcon on a cloudy day. He can find you.
You think your dearest love will save you?
I never said he was my dearest love. And yes, he will save me. That I know.
You admit to me, you've heard
me. All right, so if I disappeared for 5 years and then some guy showed up and sounded exactly like me, looked like me but had a mustache.
Well, your voice is a little more distinguishable than...
But just had a mask on and his head was covered. Do you think...
She wasn't really paying attention to him. She just needed him to, you know, water the horses and...
Did he have the accent before?
I bet my life on it.
How does he know?
Yeah.
He can't smell it.
She is alive, or was at one point.
I would be very put out.
That's an odd way.
Right?
Your cruelty reveals everything. You're the Dread Pirate Roberts, admit it.
This guy was taken care of with the left hand.
I know that trajectory anywhere.
What is this love of yours? Another prince like this one? Rich, scabby?
No. What is this?
Crowd control.
Crowd control.
It's got a lady with a gas mask on.
I wondered what that was. I didn't know if that was a gas mask or if she had like an alien.
Yeah, I thought it was an alien. It's
no,
green.
It's a gas mask.
The one we had was a lady that was raised in a barrel.
Yeah, she had a barrel around her.
It was a very form-fitting barrel.
Bourbon barrel-aged. Or whiskey barrel-aged, I guess it was.
My pain.
Life is pain, Highness. Anyone who says differently is selling something. I remember this farm boy of yours, I think.
Uh-oh.
5 years ago?
Doesn't she end up later on with her the head thing on?
The head thing.
Or is that already just gone?
Right.
I thought I'm she had it on later, and where is it now?
Oh.
Or was it she just had it on earlier and now it's gone?
Later on, when it's just the two of them, she puts the mask on.
Yeah.
That's what you're asking.
Oh, my God.
Fetch me that pan of water.
As you wish. They do role-playing.
And what kind of faithfulness he talked about, your enduring faithfulness. Now tell me truly, when you found out he was gone, you had engaged your prince at the same hour, you went a whole week out of respect for the dead.
You mocked me once, never do it again. I died that day.
Oh, there's horses galloping in the distance. Uh-oh. Son of a bitch, what have I done? So, yeah. Throw yourself downhill.
And where... Why didn't she ever call him Wesley at the beginning of the movie?
Yeah.
When did she find out what his name was?
I don't know. But this... Hot Rod is what I think of now when anytime I see somebody falling down a hill, aside from this, but the scene of Hot Rod falling in the woods for about a minute. Uh-oh. With a name like the Fire Swamp, that can't be good, right?
Mask is gone.
Oh. Well, now I recognize you.
Did you grow a man bun for your costume?
I did not. I didn't have a baby ponytail.
Yeah, a baby ponytail.
Oh, that would have been great.
Yeah. I didn't have that much dedication, I guess. I just wore the headscarf, and that was enough for me.
I'm always trying to get Ryan to dress up for Halloween with me, and he's always the buzzkill.
I did in 2008.
As? Is it
I was the Heath Ledger Joker.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
And who were you?
I was just Batgirl.
Oh, okay.
I won a contest.
Yeah?
He did.
I, like, went to Goodwill and put my costume... Like, I literally had, like, the whole, like... I had a purple vest. No, I had to color my vest. But I had, like, the jacket, like, everything that goes with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like how you tapped me on the leg, like, I'd like some beer, please.
I didn't want to just say it.
This one is a leftover from a previous episode as well. This was left behind, and I was told to use it on another episode by Daryl during the UHF episode. This is from the Sierra Nevada Beer Camp, and this is a collaboration with Surly. This is a ginger lager that is brewed with ginger and cayenne and fermented on oak. So, could be interesting. This is like the second beer camp one that I've tried this year. But this is a one-time only collaboration, it says. So, try some of that.
Thank you.
Alright, now I hated this scene as a kid. I don't like rodents. So if I don't like regular rodents, I'm definitely... not gonna like the rodents of unusual size. Because they're just gross.
Mm-hmm.
And it's little people inside them. So if you have a weird
what,
thing...
Really?
Yeah. It's a man, a little person on all fours running around in the suit.
Oh.
Like they used real props or whatever.
Oh, man.
Because Brianna, it's documented, little people kind of weird you out, right? Yeah, so...
Documented?
Yeah, we talked about it on one of the past episodes of this. I believe it was during the Holds Barred. Because there was one in a cage at the wrestling thing.
Well, it's really not a current... I mean, it's not something that scares me now.
There you go.
Oh, nice. Very... That's not your real hair, I'm guessing.
No.
Okay.
It was a blonde wig that we...
Greened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You greened
it. Did you hear me say what this beer is?
I didn't.
It's from the Sierra Nevada Beer Camp. collaboration thing they're doing. This is a ginger lager they made with Surly.
Oh,
Surly.
Oh, I smell ginger.
It's got some cayenne in it, too, it says.
Oh.
Cayenne I get on the back end. Ginger up front.
Yeah, definitely up front. Mm-hmm. Up front gingers.
It's like the ultimate V-neck going on there.
It is a really deep V, yeah. I wonder if that mask he had to wear was comfortable or not, because mine was not. It was like molded plastic, and it didn't really fit that well. Oh, so this is, yeah, he's given the whole backstory. Well, there really is no Dread Pirate Roberts anymore. It's like what Kiss wants to do, and they're just going to franchise it out eventually. And then there's no original members, but it's still Kiss. They're the Dread Pirate Roberts of rock and roll.
That's a out there.
There's only two left.
Connection.
Once Gene and Paul are done, it's just going to be four other guys that are not who the originals were, but they're still wearing the same face paint. Think about it.
Okay. I will think about it.
We could bring in Caitlyn Jenner.
Oh, no!
Oh, and it's in the book, too. I like how they describe what this
the
is like
lightning
when
sand.
She gets... Yeah, when she's in there.
So, apparently, it was his idea to dive head first. He was supposed to go feet first. But he was like, no, that's not brave enough. And, like, him dive... There's, like, a trap...
There's your
yeah,
rodent.
They're so gross. There's a trap door underneath the sand. It's like he had to hit it just right, or he could have, like, broke his neck or, you know, hurt himself if that door had not opened properly. But he insisted on doing that stunt himself. Because, I mean, he's the hero.
And when they let go of it, their legs are still in the sand.
Right, and they just get pulled right back in. End of movie, roll credits. That'd be horrible, right? You'd still be digging sand out of crevices and stuff for, like, the rest of the movie. But they're thankful to be alive, for now. Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Somebody inside of
yeah, them. there's people in there.
They're little people.
They're practical effects. They're not computer animated. They are body suits, and there's people running around on all fours as a big ass rat, a big ass fire swamp rat.
I think those people like watch this movie now, and they're like, I'm in that suit.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Dad, we know. Make us watch this every year. Never, yeah, I don't think they exist. Dude. And then, yeah.
I mean, when you see it like this, it's believable. I mean, it's pretty big, and you can kind of see how the arms and legs are moving.
I wonder if there's pictures of the people in the suits.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, apparently the original actor that was supposed to do this fight scene with him, like, went out and got really, really drunk the night before, and he, like, no-showed when they had to film the scene. They had to get somebody else to do it. I believe that is what I read in the story. The story, his book.
He went drinking with Andre the Giant.
Yeah, probably. Because a giant and a little person, they can't sustain the same amount of alcohol, I wouldn't think.
Sounds accurate.
Yeah. Well, they survived. The ROUSs are dead.
Just barely.
I didn't rub blood and shit on my arm either. I wasn't, like, battle-damaged Wesley. I still wore the mask, so I was Dread Pirate Roberts anyway.
Surrender! You wish to surrender to me? Very well, I'd say.
No, that's my favorite Cheap Trick song. Surrender.
But how will you capture us? We know the secrets of the first one. We can live there quite happily for some time, so whatever you feel like dying, don't
revisit. I tell you once again. Surrender.
Will not
happen. Uh-oh. Last time! Surrender! Death first!
Will you promise not to hurt him?
What's that? What's that?
If we surrender, and I return with you, will you promise
yeah,
not to
I definitely get the cayenne on the finish.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. The finish.
It's good.
Like
it was an appropriate drink for the fire swamp.
Oh, yeah!
Played that one out well.
Now we all have accents.
And heartburn.
Yeah. All right. This one, what, you bought this today?
Yeah.
It's seriously appealing. It says at the top, it's the Real Peel IPA from Avery. I'm guessing this is new because
I wanted to get it. I saw it.
I don't think I've ever seen this before. Yeah, canned in May. But prior to us getting this, I don't recognize this from last year, but it's an IPA with tangerine peel, 6.3. So, nice, reasonable IPA ABV. You all right over there?
Oh,
you turned into Ed McMahon. Or Santa Claus, perhaps? I don't know.
For some reason,
uh-oh, that dude's got six fingers. And,
oh.
Yeah, he actually hit him for real.
Oh.
He told him, actually hit me, and in the first take they did it, he hit him a little too hard, he had to go to the hospital. and production got halted for a little bit, and then they had to I don't know if they reshot it, or if he legit knocked him out in that take and they just used it, but he did hit Carrie a bit too hard.
That is the legit take.
Yeah, so here's the weird albino guy cleaning him up.
Where am I? The pit of despair. Don't even think. Don't even think about trying to escape. The chains are far too thick.
So, are we to believe he's got herpes?
I was just thinking, what is that?
How do you get the herpes in the pit of despair?
You put the lotion in the basket.
Yeah, he's kind of creepy.
That was another movie I introduced him to.
Silence.
I was like, you've never seen that. Now he's obsessed.
I watched that movie way before it was age appropriate. Like, I was way too young to watch
Babe,
that
I grew
movie.
Up in the 80s. Everything I watched before it was age appropriate.
It freaked me out. I think I was probably, like, 8 years old when I watched that.
There's a different dress. That one's not as iconic. I thought they were both just checking her out as she walked by. Well, they were standing there silently, and they were both, like, watching her go by.
The king died that very
night. Uh-oh.
And before the father was born, Buttercup and Humperdinck were married. And at noon, she met her subjects again, this time as their queen.
My father!
Grandpa's final words were...
Holy, oh, this is where they...
Grandpa. Oh. Fred Savage just... Hold the phone, people. Kevin Arnold is not happy with how things are going right now.
Can I just point out, do you remember bag the other of day that we were... No, not the bag of Cheetos. The, when we were at my dad's the other day, his readers are shaped exactly like that.
Alright, somebody's got to come up with a celebrity name for Buttercup and Humperdinck.
A celebrity name?
Yeah, will you like blend them?
Oh!
Butterdink?
Butter, Blumperdink.
Humpercup or...
Humpercup, yeah. Humpercups, that's right. That'll work. I do believe I just saw a cup. Oh yeah, the booing lady.
And then they start throwing things at it.
Chain.
Yeah, exactly. Game of Thrones chain.
Yes.
Oh, they have an honest, honest trailer for Game of Thrones as well.
Oh, yeah.
Cool. And they're like starring dragons and boobs.
Yeah.
That is a ridiculously large crown.
Bow to her, bow to the queen of slime, the queen of filth, the queen of putrescence. Boo!
That's a big word.
Boo. Rubbish.
Filth, look at her eyebrows.
Slime, muck.
Yeah, they go into her hair.
Yeah.
I think they're part of her hair. Oh, it's just a dream.
Why did I think they threw things at her?
What? I think maybe you're thinking of Game of Thrones.
Yeah,
yeah. But yeah, the grandson, he, I'm pretty sure he had a Star Wars cup behind his bed from the same series as my Star Wars cup upstairs.
Nice.
Mine has Boba Fett, though. I believe his was the Jedi one, not the dark side one. Does your hair look like that when you wake up?
I was just thinking, is that her real hair?
I'm gonna guess yeah.
She has amazing
but
hair.
But I'm gonna guess somebody did it for her before.
Yeah.
This. She
didn't
just
yeah. Still look at it.
I think she's on a series now. She's been for a little while.
House of Cards.
Yeah. I still haven't checked it out yet. It's what, her and Kevin Spacey.
Mm-hmm. She still looks just as beautiful.
Really?
Yes.
She was Buttercup. She was Jenna. In Forrest Gump. What else? I mean, those were like the two big.
That's all iconic. I remember.
Well, she's done other stuff, but those are the two that she's most known for. I suggest that you write
Jenna the hippie.
Yeah. She got AIDS. She tastes like cigarettes. No?
I was watching the movie. Oh, what did you say? She tastes like cigarettes. Yes. To the Daniel.
And AIDS. Oh. I'ma raise our little boy, Haley Joel Osment, and he will see dead people.
Those men were grabbing her.
That's another movie that I watched way before I should have.
Forrest Gump?
I didn't understand a lot of the things.
Well, I saw it in the theater, but I'm older than you, so.
I watched that a long time ago, too.
What?
Just watching that later when I could understand a lot of the things that were actually going on, like why Jenny was dying. That's one of them.
Lieutenant Dan, ice cream.
That's my favorite line.
I do that to her still.
Yeah. Like, oh, yeah.
Ice cream.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
That's another one. It was based on a book. I read the book. I like the movie better. Than that one. I think they did a good job with it. And the soundtrack is fantastic.
That's what I was going to say. I think the soundtrack was a big part of why the movie was so...
I had it on cassette. And then later on CD.
I believe it.
It started my love for Beach Boys' Pet Sounds album. It is now one of my all-time favorite albums. It all started thanks to Forrest Gump. Okay,
yeah, the
so... Yeah, his Madonna, like, Vogue-era pointy bra funnels,
torture
nipple
device.
Funnels. It's like a weird lactation machine. But it's hooked up to more than just his beebs.
Kind of want one of those tables on wheels.
Yeah. I do like that it's hydro-powered. That's you probably like that too. It's very green, you know, and using resources.
I love
resources.
For my torture devices to be green.
I mean, if they can't be solar powered, if they can't be solar powered, at least they're hydro-powered, you know.
But what other source of power did they have then?
Oh, they could have had a donkey go around in circles, or
yeah, that's true.
Or other prisoners.
What was it?
They made
a deal out of was it Michael Phelps does the suctioning or what is that?
Yeah, no, the cupping.
Is that cupping?
This is the primitive version of it.
It used to be torture.
Yeah.
Now professional athletes do it
instead of sucking
for performance.
Water, I'm sucking life. He's so formal.
Yes.
Whimpering is what the caption said. He made Wesley whimper. That's victim noise.
Oh.
That's a Big Brother reference for any of you listeners out there. Like 2 months after it happened on Big Brother.
Oh, really? This isn't coming out for...
Oh, this is... Yeah. We don't switch to weekly until August, and I've still recorded enough. This may get bumped up in the rotation, but we still have to put Boondock Saints out before, because otherwise it makes no sense that Ryan's been here twice. So...
Ryan's been here twice. You'll hear that one in about a month.
Oh, now she got a pink dress.
I like that one.
Mm-hmm.
Better than the blue?
She will not be murdered. On the day of the wedding, I want the thieves' forest emptied and every inhabitant arrested.
Many of the thieves will resist. My regular enforcers will be inadequate.
Form a brute squad then.
Oh, the brute squad.
Oh, yeah.
I have a brute squad. That's what it says. And that's, again, this is, I think, a part in the book that lasts a little bit longer, yeah. Like, what happened to those two after they got bested by Wesley. Inigo just gets drunk.
Is everybody out? Almost. There's a spider giving us some trouble.
Will you give him some trouble?
With a capital T. That rhymes with P. That stands for pool. It's a Music Man reference, babe. Oh, he is not drunk.
Yeah.
He's done 3 episodes of Drunken Lullabies in that kind of condition. I'm just drink.
Prepare to die.
Yeah. You got 6 fingers? No, I'm not hitting on you. And I don't want to be jerked off left-handed.
What does 6 fingers feel like?
What's that extra one do? I don't know. No.
But that's
is that
what you want?
Is that on your left hand?
Gross. It's right.
Oh, look who it is.
His hand is as big as his head.
It is.
Andre, did you drink my beer?
I bet his breath is great.
True.
Yep, there you go. So apparently, Robin, Princess Buttercup, would get cold on set at times because it was filmed in England. When she would get really cold, Andre would just put his hand on her head like a mitt because all the heat escapes your head, and she would stay warm by Andre's hand just being on top of her head.
Keeping
yeah.
the heat in.
Yeah.
Castle Gate.
Math there is hard. 20.
There are 20 left.
He got it. He had to count, but he got it. If he'd had six fingers, he could have counted faster. So this is Hawaiian shirt day from our friends at Triptych.
I love this stuff. I haven't had it
out of the can yet. I've had it on draft a few times. I believe we had a crowler of it, so I guess that's technically a can. But yeah, Mike from Triptych sat in on the inaugural episode of Drunk at the Movies. And we had a spicy meme that night.
Oh, I didn't have that.
Spicy. Is your your glass empty?
Yes.
Okay. But yeah, I've seen you check this one in quite frequently, Brittany.
Yeah, I love
during
this.
Drama on the PABN group, you're like, I'm just gonna drink this Hawaiian shirt day. You guys talk about what you want to talk about. I'm just gonna drink this.
Yep.
I'll just be here drinking my beer.
One Don't of the mind best me. Beers I've ever had.
Dulcet darling. It's alliterative. What does dulcet even mean?
I don't know.
I don't think it's a compliment, is it? Are you Googling?
I can't.
I thought, okay. Like, I will do that. Is it a...
I thought it had something to do with, docile? Like, timid or... Yeah.
That's kind of what I thought, but then...
Oh, yeah, those boats that you sent. Dulcet means? Dulcet tones. That means, that's, like, yeah.
Yeah.
Soothing?
I
see.
Yes, I was thinking.
Oh.
Does he have a perm?
Yeah, I think he does.
Sweet and soothing.
Oh. I guess that's a compliment then.
Sweet, soothing, mellow, honeyed.
Mellow, honeyed?
Kind of pleasant, agreeable.
I'll be right back. I don't think those beers are going to last us to the end of the movie.
You just run.
I trotted.
Recently just went to Chicago and got some things, so.
Oh, cool. Wait, is that the same blue dress as earlier that she's wearing?
I think so, and I thought she was in a pink one.
Oh.
Still
apparently
on the
she's
table.
Just really a fond of that blue one.
Yeah, I guess so.
What other movies did I introduce you to?
Yeah, you never did that.
Really?
Or Boondock Saints, I guess. That was the one that you said.
I introduced him to more movies because I'm a little bit more dorkier than he is.
I wouldn't say dorky. But that's how Dustin is. Dustin's obviously very much more into like pop culture and movies and things like that. And I just don't watch many movies. So when we got together, it was just...
So when I was in like high school, my mom had like... There used to be like this like... movie of the month type thing where like you'd get like five or six movies like every so my mom like bought tons of movies so I mean I used to watch a ton but man, we've been together for 11 years going on 11 years so.
No it over it was 11 years in March
all right going on 12 years but so I mean that's a lot of the like I like Johnny Depp stuff.
I got you into the Depp. Don't even lie about that. I was like, it's the Depp.
But like
the
Sweeney,
Depp is awesome.
Like, I love Sweeney Todd.
Yeah, that was the movie I showed him. I was like, oh, it's a musical, but trust me, you'll like it.
It's a good one.
What's a good one?
Sweeney Todd.
Sweeney Todd? The butcher for... Yeah.
I love that movie.
Now, have you seen the musical, or
not
just the Johnny Depp movie?
Just Johnny Depp.
Depp
movie.
Gotcha.
Yeah. I'd love to see it live, though.
Have you seen the musical?
I have not, but my first exposure to Sweeney Todd was in the Kevin Smith movie Jersey Girl, where Ben Affleck's little daughter wants to do something for the talent show. So they decide to do a musical, and that's the one they do, because he took her to see it and then realized it was highly inappropriate for a child to go see.
Yeah. He went all the way upstairs.
Oh.
Oops.
Oh, well. He's just stretching his legs. So, he's doing what, like a divining rod right now? Kinda?
I guess.
I always wanted to have a room with like a secret entrance. Like the bookcase thing, you know, you pull a book out and like a wall disappears. That'd be cool.
Yes.
I'd have to have a lot of money to be able to do something like that, though. Podcasting is just not making that much money at the time being. Oh, he's getting upset.
You could just do it yourself. DIY.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see that?
Build my own bat cave?
In Portland, they have a bar where you go in and, like, they have all the supplies and also the instructions to do different kind of projects, and you can get all the supplies you need and the instructions, and you have a big long table to do what you want, and then they also serve beer.
Cool.
It's like you do a project, but you can also drink while doing the project.
You mean he wins?
So cool.
Who did you mean? Oh, he's dropping the Lord's name in vain. I almost got ready to do a spit take. I'm looking at his He-Man figures because I'm pretty sure I had most of those.
Of course you did.
Well, any movies that take place in the 80s, I'm always looking at that kind of shit because it's like, oh, I had that. Yeah, good try, Maximo. You don't get to come in here.
Aww.
Cute.
How old is he?
Three.
He's three. Well, three and a half almost now.
Okay.
He tries really hard.
He does. All right, so we're gonna. I got another Maplewood here. Is Sana Juice? I don't know if that's a new one for you guys or not.
Yeah, no.
I had it on draft at Poor Brothers.
Oh, we did.
We had it on tap at the Fox. Thank you very much. But that's where I had it. So we got Billy Crystal in the old man makeup as Miracle Max. And most of his lines are kind of ad-libbed, which, I mean, if you're going to have Billy Crystal in a movie. You are the brute smart. We need a miracle. It's very important. Look, I'm retired. Besides, why would you want someone the king's thinking son fired? I might kill whoever you want. And don't they go a little more in detail about his story, too? I'll take a look.
Wait a minute. This is very good.
He, Mandy Patinkin, who plays an ego, the only injury he sustained on set, he bruised a rib during this scene from trying not to laugh and break character. Like, he hurt himself holding in laughter.
That's awesome.
So, yeah. And I guess Rob Reiner, the director, had to leave set during a lot of these because he was laughing and ruining the takes from laughing behind character, so he would just like, you guys just do it, I'm gonna go.
So this goes back a ways, but did you guys ever watch the, I think it was Nickelodeon series, Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Absolutely. I have the whole series over there on DVD, good sir.
That is amazing.
Bootlegged.
Wasn't there like a part like they'd go to some like backwoods thing and there was a guy that was like that?
I submit to you for the approval of the Midnight Society. Yeah. They get into their bag of dust and they throw it on the fire. Yeah.
I don't know how, but that just jogged my memory back.
So he's mostly dead. Slightly alive. And they're putting that accordion fire thing in his mouth. There's usually only one thing that you can do.
But through his clothes and look for loose change. Sound like something the Godfather there.
Hey! Hello there! Hey! What's so important? What you got here, that's worth living for.
If I were Carrie at that scene, I'd probably break and laugh.
Could not ask for a moment. That's not what he said.
True love is the greatest thing in the world.
Except for nice MLD, but lettuce and tomato sandwich.
His face.
It's so pretty. I love that. But that's not what he said. He distinctly said to blame. The muff. Huh? So you're probably playing cards, and he cheated.
I'm not a witch, I'm your wife.
And you guys know who she is, right? She was in Scrooged. She was in Taxi. She was the mom in License to Drive. Her name's Carol Kane. Most recently on Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. She plays like the landlady or whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Unbreakable.
They're alive, damn it!
It's a miracle! Females are strong as hell. It's a catchy theme song. I still haven't watched the new season, though.
Yeah, neither have I.
Their little chocolate.
It's a miracle pill.
Yeah. I was taking some antibiotics for a sinus infection. They looked about that big.
Yeah, right?
Did you coat them in chocolate?
No.
I should have.
It was... Have fun storming a castle. And they're done.
Aww.
And that was it.
Isn't that the board game?
What?
So they made a board game from this. It's called Princess Bride Storming the Castle.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, and now we get Carrie gets to do his physical comedy here by playing mostly dead and just being completely dead weight and limp, and Audrey just manhandling him the whole time.
That looks like people at Dark Lord Day.
Yeah, probably.
It's called Viagra.
Oh my god.
Now you're mostly awake from the waist below. Yeah. We're looking for the six-fingered man.
No.
Now, we have, when we're hanging out, drinking beers, and just relaxing, we have some go-to movies. I'm sure you guys do, too. What are some of your guys's?
She likes?
Pretty much.
That's a very diplomatic answer.
You know, one of the movies that I really like that I know is kind of girly is The Notebook.
Oh, you know what? Funny story. That's on the shelf over there to do an episode of at some point.
You have to invite us back for The Notebook. I was going to write that in my list of movies, but I was like, better not.
Oddly enough, it was suggested by Jason from 8-Bit. I'm not sure if it was as a joke or sincere, but we're going to get our Gosling and McAdams on it at some point, and we'll watch it. It's on the list. So
yes.
That just doesn't seem like a hangout and drink movie. That's why it's going to be a different episode. So we usually go comedy, like
right.
You know, Step Brothers or
Anchorman.
Hot Rod.
Yeah. All right, so we went to Hollywood Boulevard,
which is in Downers Grove.
Downers Grove,
the home of Macho Man Randy Savage. It's true. Yeah.
Oh.
Anyway, so Hollywood Boulevard, they serve
alcohol,
food, alcohol,
beer,
and
everything.
So like the night we went, it was the special was pitchers of Long Island iced tea.
Pitchers?
Pitchers.
Oh no.
So we went through like,
could you buy one on your own, or did you have to be with a group of people?
No.
Between the two of us, we drank two pitchers of Long Island iced tea.
And we watched Talladega Nights. We thought
that's
it was
a good one.
The best movie. We were like, oh, this movie is
shake
so
and bake.
Let's just say that was
Ricky Bobby.
And now we
Let's just say that movie has never been funnier than the first time we saw it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's on the list too. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
A pitcher of Long Island iced teas. Good lord.
Yeah.
Luckily, it wasn't too far to get back. We're staying at her mom's house.
Yeah.
She lives in Hinsdale.
It wasn't too far to get back.
Not too far at all.
I'm pretty sure we did get lost on the way back, though.
Even though it was like a 5-minute drive.
Here's the priest.
Yes.
Another speech impediment in the movie, the second one. We had the lisping arch-villain, and now we have the... I guess it's a lisp, too.
He's got some good chops, though.
Yeah.
Knowledge. Knowledge is what brings us together.
No,
who got boss?
He's just talking weird.
How is everybody keeping a straight face?
I've seen a YouTube video of some people that actually got married, and they had their friend recreate this for their vows.
That's awesome.
Oh, here we go.
And the great high twelvers. There will be.
I like how he's so visible there in the cloak, but then the faraway shots.
Yeah, that was kind of.
And his head. What happened to it? It's not shaped very well.
No!
Find him.
Like, he's not big enough that like they actually have to push him. He could just walk.
Right.
It's the survivor! All you wolves, nightmares, I'm about to come to you!
There are so many things from this movie compared to Game of Thrones, though.
Yeah.
Fire!
That's my favorite part. I made a meme out of his one line that said there will be no survivors. There's a famous picture of Andre with like a bunch of women and like his arms are extended and they're all like underneath his hands. And it's well known women liked Andre. I don't know if out of curiosity or what, but I took that picture and then I put him underneath. It's like, there will be no survivors.
He's gonna impale them.
I understood you.
Okay.
He's gonna use his left hand.
Or they are.
They're gonna, yeah.
This guy just runs away.
That's Hrothgar's uncle.
Peasant brother cop.
He says butwa clop.
Butwa cop.
She didn't say I do. Oh, there's the king, the blinky king.
But I thought they said earlier the king died.
That was in the
just
dream
in the
sequence.
Dream. Okay, okay.
That was to fake you out. So we still have him. Unable to walk very well. We have a suit of armor at the Fox.
Mm-hmm. Our son loves it.
I've always been tempted, like, I see a suit of armor, I'm like, I'm gonna try it on. We talked about it on the Bill and Ted episode. It's like, when I was a kid, I went to somebody's house and they had a suit of armor. I was like, they must be rich. Like, why else would you have a suit of armor in your house? Like, that's just something a rich person would have. And,
when we went to the Airbnb in Detroit, they had a suit of armor
they did.
At the entrance.
And I didn't creep out in the middle of the night and like, I'm gonna wear this bitch. Run around the house, clang, 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 clang.
I'm so glad you didn't.
She thought we were gonna get murdered.
Have
you guys ever used Airbnb?
No, we're thinking about it though.
Okay, well,
it's really not that
we didn't
bad
get murdered.
They're not there, but the people were there, and I just felt odd about being in someone
I booby trapped the room.
They were still there.
But they gave you armor in case anybody attacked you.
Exactly.
The house was so big that I think they were in like an entirely different
a wing.
If you had to, you could have put it on.
So they gave us that.
She thought their son was weird.
He was.
How old was their son?
He was like the kid from American Horror Story, the first season, right?
It was odd.
Yeah. He has no idea what's going on.
What is it?
Is this heaven?
He's just gumming.
Is he?
She kissed me. She kissed me.
Won't that be nice?
That Son of Juice is good, but Dank Meme is better.
Dank Meme is better. And Really Dank Meme is even better.
See, I like Really Dank Meme, but I still think I prefer Dank Meme over Really. I may be in a minority, but I'm okay with it. Oh, wow, this is active.
What? Active?
It's like one-inch beer, 5 inches head.
Dustin likes a lot of head.
Yeah. Based on how I pour. Oh, I'm pouring it sideways, and it's still the same way, so there you go. Everybody's getting a lot of head. All right. It's a couples episode. So this is, what I call it? Lake Effect Brewing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, listen to it.
Not much
sound effect.
Not much head over here.
Oh.
It's snap, crackle, and pop.
Rice Krispies.
What is this?
This is a Berliner Weiss.
Berliner Weiss.
Okay.
Blueberry.
Yes, it's a blueberry.
Oh, okay.
Who?
Oh, you got an audible who?
We just, like, kind of who.
Audible who has a different meaning for you. Who? So this has Lake Huron on the label. I don't know why. But blueberries are ubiquitous in Michigan and Ontario. So that has something to do with it, I guess.
There's a shortage of perfect breasts in this world. It would be a pity to
die. Oh, one of my favorite parts is coming up.
Wesley! Oh, Wesley, darling!
Yeah, this is out of Chicago.
Wesley, won't you hold me?
Uh-oh. Pull the knife out.
Lord has it. Are you still trying to Oops.
That was Freckles looking at the bottle.
It's going to get you into trouble someday.
Oh.
Yes.
He's good. He's just standing there. I mean, he's still getting stabbed, but he's kind of blocking it.
Why did everybody kill his father?
The moment he's been waiting for.
Hello! My name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die. Stop! Save it! Hello! My name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die! Now! Offer me money.
Yes.
Power to promise me that. All the time.
You're waiting for the big line here in a second, aren't you?
Offer me everything I asked for. Anything you want. I want my father back, you son of a...
Son of a beach!
Yes!
And stab. And scene.
Roll the credits.
So cathartic.
Oh, Wesley, will you ever forgive me?
But now what's he got?
I got married.
That's been his life's quest.
Mm-hmm.
What? Never happened.
What's after that?
Right? I think him and Andre the Giant become tag team champions of whatever wrestling company is in.
You didn't say it. You didn't do it.
Wherever they are.
I can't. Would
you agree?
Yeah.
Technicality yes. That will shortly be remedied. But first things first. To the death. No! To the pain.
Oh, this. To the pain.
I love this part.
I'm quite familiar with that phrase.
I'll explain, and I'll use small words so that you'll be sure to understand, you warthog-faced buffoon.
Warthog-faced buffoon.
The first time in my life a man has dared insult me.
It won't be the last. To the pains, the first thing you lose will be your feet below the ankles. Then your hands at the wrists.
Where else would your feet be, though?
Next to your nose.
And then my tongue, I suppose. I killed you too quickly the last time. A mistake I don't mean to duplicate tonight.
I wasn't finished. The next thing you lose will be your left eye, followed by your right.
And then my ears, I understand. Let's get on with it.
Wrong! Your ears you keep, and I'll tell you why. So that every shriek of every child that's seen your hideousness will be yours to cherish.
And this is pretty harsh.
Every babe that weeps at your approach, every woman who cries out,
dear God, what is that thing?
Will echo in your perfect ears.
You ugly son of a bitch.
I leave you in anguish.
What I'm hearing is she wants to, like, maim and, like, really injure somebody and laugh at their misfortune. Do you have any enemies, Brittany?
It's conceivable, you miserable vomitous mass. Because I lack the strength to stand.
She's fanning herself.
Since I was a kid, I've been laughing at that part. It's just so funny to me.
He wants to make that guy as ugly as sin.
And God, have everybody mock him. Thing.
And he's just like, nope, I'm good.
Drunk your suit.
He's kind of like Prince John from Robin Hood. The lion, like the Disney version.
Oh, the
like,
Disney
version. He's like, mommy. Sucking his finger.
I thought he was with you. In that case, no.
He got jello legs.
I knew it. I knew you were bluffing. I knew he was bluffing. Shall I dispatch him for you? Thank you, but no. Whatever happens to us, I want him to live my life alone with this cowardice.
I scare the horses.
Midget wrestlers.
Oh, jeez.
Oh,
where
no.
Was that at?
No, Macomb gosh. At the forum.
The one on the left kind of looks familiar.
A little bit.
The one next to me? That's,
want,
me, that's me with a buzzed head.
No, forum. No, I'm that aware was, of that. I wasn't being funny. I was meaning the one you're next to.
Before
kind of looks
me.
Familiar.
When he used to do his own hair, I was like, no, you're not doing
oh, you do
hair
his hair now?
No. He goes to a professional.
Gotcha.
You want to see that?
No.
What your hair used to look? Oh, yeah, you know, yeah, the little people. Yeah.
Look at the little people. The little people. The little people.
They actually wrestled, the two of them.
It's very strange. I have been in the revenge business so long. Now that it's over, I don't know what to do with the rest of my life.
One of my other favorite classical literature stories is A Tale of Revenge as well, and has been made into a film, and it's pretty good. Count of Monte Cristo. I love old revenge tales. That's a very good one, and it's kind of fucked up, if you really think about it. Like, this guy's in this prison, he got framed for this thing, and then he comes out, makes all this money, and he gets this money and just uses it to rip apart this entire family's life that did him wrong, all in the name of revenge. It's like, some people say just let it go, but, you know, move on. Nope. He has to bring it to their end.
That was scary fake.
Oh, it's the best kiss ever.
The most passionate, the most pure. This one left them all.
Is this better than 50 Shades Darker, babe?
Shut up.
Did you watch that?
Oh, yes. We did, and we didn't do it for the show. Although we could have, because I had a running commentary going the whole time. It was pretty entertaining.
Did you guys like it?
No.
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 It was awful.
It was full of kinky fuckery.
We didn't watch the second one. We watched the theater.
I haven't seen the first one. I only saw the second, but that was enough for me.
Yeah, it was enough.
Yeah.
Something her family likes that I don't get is Monty Python.
I love Monty Python stuff.
Holy Grail, Meaning of Life, Life of Brian.
Anything I've ever seen I like, but I haven't seen all of them.
Holy Grail is on the list.
We only watched one, and that was Thanksgiving after a lot of
years. You watched The Meaning of Life with me.
Meaning of Life.
Every sperm is sacred, Ryan.
Every sperm.
And Mr. Creosote, like, he eats so much he explodes?
Don't How do you not away find that funny? The Mensa.
Yeah.
That is so
How can
funny.
You not find that funny? Yeah. And that is the end of our story. Now we have the credits. You know, screenplay by William Goldman based on his book. And, yeah. The grandson wanted his grandpa to come back and read to him again tomorrow, even though he already heard the whole thing. He wants to hear it again.
And then from there, the Buttercup's baby, they had that baby, and they're on this odd, like, really strange-sounding island with Inigo and...
Yeah.
So Buttercup has a baby, but who's the daddy?
I'm pretty sure it's Wesley.
Pretty sure.
I mean, there's no book called Buttercup's Conception or Conceiving.
Buttercup's Bastard.
Yeah. Yeah, that's baby. So, a couple years ago, there was a weird... Oh, yeah, this was her first movie then. Because it says introducing. There was a weird conspiracy thing going around about this movie because...
The impressive.
The grandpa at the end says, like, as you wish to the grandson as he leaves. And, like, apparently some guy's little kid was like, oh, so he's the Dread Pirate Roberts and he's gonna come back and read to his grandson and he'll become the new Dread Pirate Roberts. And he's like, my mind is blown. And I'm like, the fuck are you talking? That makes no sense. And, like, the internet just loved it. And it's like, yeah, the grandpa's like, the Dread Pirate Roberts has been passed down from somebody who's like, no, he's just reading a book!
He's just saying I love you.
Yeah, exactly. That's what his meaning. It's just another way of saying I love you. Internet can be so stupid.
Our son is going to be the next Little Blue Truck.
Because we read Little Blue Truck to him every night.
Little Blue Truck.
That's the name of it? Little Blue Truck?
Yeah, that's the name of the book.
You guys, your kids are too old if you don't know Little Blue
Truck. Oh, my daughter's 15, so yeah, I'm not reading Little
Mine's
Blue
only
Truck.
8, but I don't...
Yeah. Is that like a Thomas the Train thing?
It's literally a story about a little blue truck.
Oh, it's okay. Like super popular, I guess.
It's what the kids are into?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's like a little blue truck Christmas. There's like a little blue truck.
Wow, this is completely off my radar. Yeah. I was like the Wiggles, Bear in the Big Blue House, Dora the Explorer. That was the stuff I knew.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know this blue
Jackson,
truck.
I feel like Jackson just went straight into Spider-Man and things like that. It was...
That'd be a good one, though. Drink a lot of beers and then read, like, a little kid's book.
Green eggs and ham. I don't want any green eggs and ham.
Yeah, you do.
You know what? Some green eggs and ham sound really good, actually.
I don't want to
But, like, this one is, like, you can memorize it pretty easy. Like, the blue truck one, it'll be like, the sheep went, bah.
What does that have to do with the blue truck?
Because the truck's driving by, yeah, the truck's driving by them. So the truck, the little blue truck goes, beep, beep, beep. And then you drive by and it's like, the horse goes, nay.
It does.
The cow goes, moo.
So like, I'm a stay-at-home mom. He's like, why don't you write a children's book? It's so easy.
I know. Like,
yeah.
It'd be like,
yeah.
The chair was blue.
I like how the soundtrack includes Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
That was in the game.
But it's not on my record.
Where is the game?
It's at the very, 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 very
when it, the beginning. The Nintendo game, remember? Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh yeah, did you guys play that? So, 1987, this is before you were even born.
It was.
That's why.
Youngin.
Yep. It's true. Alright, well, thus concludes The Princess Bride. I would like to thank you guys for joining us here today.
Thanks for having
us. And watching the movie with us and having some drinks, having some fun, and hopefully you guys at home enjoyed this as well. Oh, hello, Lion. And that's just letting us know the DVD's done. So, Freckles, happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
Even though by the time this comes out, this is, you know,
yeah,
it's already happened. Yeah. But, you know, I thought this would be fun to watch this on 7-Eleven. So that way you know how far back this was recorded. And you can send us anniversary cards next year if you really want to and send well wishes. But this is the voice saying you don't have to be drunk to enjoy these movies, but it doesn't hurt. We will see you next time.
This has been a Fakakta Comedy Funhouse production, produced by Dustin Wyckoff, executive produced by Blake Clayton. For more information and content, go to fcfnetwork.com.